Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Rena's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Now, I did something last night with two of my boys, Mike and Quentin, and knowing how you stand socially and interacting with people, I'm thinking there's no chance you would have done this. We went to Kobe, the fabulous Japanese steakhouse in Plymouth, did the hibachi, had the chef do all the tricks in front of us. He was great. We sat with strangers. We interacted with them. Dave, before we get to Rena, I'm guessing you would like that.
Not so much the strangers part, but I like the show. I've been to the hibachi thing a few times. I like the onion volcano, you know, the whole deal.
They're flipping things to you.
Yeah,
you try to
shrimp
catch.
Tails in the hat. Boom.
Yeah, right there.
It's a good show.
But you're saying you don't want to talk to the other people at the hibachi with you.
Pleasantries a little bit, but
I didn't go home with them.
I didn't say you did, but I don't want to dive into their personal life either.
You know, like I said, what makes you tick? I didn't do an interview right there, you know. Okay, what's our guess with our lovely friend Rena, who goes to kids' movies by herself. Mm-hmm. Okay, by herself. Thank you. Apparently I'm having a minor medical issue here. Do you think Rena, on her own, would go to the hibachi? Would she be more inclined to bring her daughter? Would she go with the entire family? Or she would never go to a place like Kobe?
I think we're talking, what, 8 to 10 people sitting around the hibachi usually?
Yeah.
I think she would bring her daughter and, you know, maybe someone else in the family, maybe the husband, I don't know. But I think she would also buy out the rest of the table and just leave those seats empty.
I'm going that way, too. She's going to go in there. I'm Rena Sargentopoulos.
Carol Evans, Rena Sargentopoulos.
From Channel 29. From Channel 29. I'm Rena Sargentopoulos, Channel 29.
From the CW.
From the CW. I need my own table. And don't look me in the eye. Okay, what are you going to do with a Japanese steakhouse?
I have been to a hibachi before. What's the other one?
Benihana.
Yes, I've been to that one before with my husband and daughter.
Yeah.
It was fun. The only issue is it's a lot of food.
It is a lot of food. That is correct.
It's not the people. It's the amount of food where I was like, I don't know that I could eat anything else.
You know, they have this new concept called you can take it home.
No. And that stuff doesn't travel well.
So, okay, Dave looks just angry at you.
Perplexed?
Yeah.
Everything travels
He eats food 12 days after its
that's
shelf life.
Over, so. By the way. Not even 12. I think it was, 15. Okay, so think about it. You're not getting the regular rice. Does anybody get the regular rice and not get the fried rice?
That's just weird.
I would suggest you're removed from the country if you don't get the fried rice. Okay, you're boom, Canada, Mexico. I mean,
send them to Greenland. Maybe they'll get
Greenland.
Back in. I don't know
where you go. You got the fried rice. We went la di da, the filet and the scallops. Ooh. Mike and I did that. Then Quinny did the filet and shrimp. And Mike ate all of it. I ate about 2/3. Quinny ate about half. And so we brought us home. So it's fried rice, shrimp, and some steak with yum-yum sauce, okay. Of course, in there. You got to have the yum. Now, did you have yum-yum sauce when you were at?
Well, you could eat yum-yum sauce on a shoe, and it would still taste good.
Correct.
So. But reheating rice just doesn't work. It just doesn't.
Yes or no, text me 651-461-9226. Can you reheat day old, I'm not Dave Harrigan here, not month old, not year old, day old Japanese steakhouse food? I'm a yes. God, I'm not even going to ask you. Of course, you're a yes.
It's not as good. Most things aren't, but you just put a little bit of water in there, you cover it up, you get it the steam effect. It's perfectly acceptable a month later.
A month later. Which foods are the best a day later if you bring them home? Okay, let's just go all off categories. Italian. You've got some pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Next day?
Yes.
Dave? I mean,
so good.
Yeah, it's good. Not as good. There's better options.
Steak?
No.
It's disappointing usually.
It is not as good.
Eat it cold on a salad.
Yeah, that's a good way. We like to make the turkey tacos a lot. And the next day for me, that's what I do. I don't warm it up, but I make the taco salad.
There you go.
Right? Dave, you have a lot of lobster at the house. I know you just hang around and just, you know, what's your lobster night? Is it like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
If it ends in Y.
Yeah.
Usually just the tails, though. We throw the rest out.
Overrated.
Yeah.
You think lobster is overrated?
So overrated.
I had not consumed lobster in a while, okay? And then Kathleen la-di-da insisted we get lobster for Christmas. It's good, but I don't need it for a long time again.
See?
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah, I think it probably, you know what? I'm with you. Lobster is overrated. You won me over. Dave, lobster,
it
under?
Is. It's overrated. It tastes, I mean, it's good. It's not amazing. But for the amount of effort you have to put into getting the lobster, it's like crab legs. They're good, but come on, don't make me work so hard for this pretty good meal.
This is another separate category. So we can get a subcategory. Foods that are way too much work to actually consume them. And crab legs is at the top of the list.
And it's 100.
Not, and it's not like I'm, you know, hey, it's lunch. I'm having my crab legs. You know, I'm not doing that a lot. I got to be honest. But yes. And then all the work. And then, you know, you're with the person at lunch who's really good at it. And they kind of look at you like smugly. It's not that hard. I don't care if you're that great at crab legs. You know? Pomegranate. The pomegranate seeds are underrated. But if you get the actual pomegranate, you might want to end your life by the time you're done extracting the seeds from the pomegranate. Am I correct, Rena?
No, my goodness gracious. This is a bit of an overstatement. They are difficult, yes. But ending our lives of pomegranate is so very Chad Hartman.
Do you know me? Yeah, I have a tendency to exaggerate just a little bit. Okay, let's pause. Hold on. DeRussia is texting. And what does Jason have to say here? Hold on. My phone is starting to malfunction. It's not good. Rena is correct. That's why I usually reheat rice in a frying pan. Okay, how about that? Put it right. How about the air fryer? You got the whole world is an air fryer.
So fancy. He is so fancy.
Yeah, really, la-di-da, have a frying pan. What an elitist. Who has a frying pan? All right, keep the text coming in, 651-461-9226.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Zimmerman brings us back. It's 52 past 12. Arena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 is here. We're talking about two things. Foods that it's just so much work to get to the food. You really don't want to eat it. It's not worth it. And then foods, they don't reheat well. And so a good combo of texts coming in. This texter, it takes a long time to make homemade pasta. I rarely do it. Not worth the time. But I would do it if I was cooking with Rena.
Oh.
Okay. So I came up with this idea, and I just want to bounce it off you. We'll have random strangers text in who want to have you over for dinner Tuesday night. Okay. You will arrive there on your own in the back seat of a car, not knowing where you're going. And then you'll have dinner, and then we'll talk about it Wednesday. What do you think about that idea? You go to just an undisclosed location with just a random stranger, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you the next day.
Let me consider it.
How much thought is she giving to that, David?
The proper amount?
The proper amount, zero.
Zero.
Artichokes. Okay. I think artichokes are underrated good, but this is another category. Foods that when you consume them, it's a weird thing to do. You know, when you're just kind of biting down on them and sucking through it, and somehow this sound bite's going to come back and bite me.
I was like that.
I have no doubt this is now going to be a part of the open tomorrow. But it's a small amount of food, the artichoke, right?
Yeah, they need to come from a can and be already cleaned and taken care of.
Yeah. Too much leaf. Also, too much leaf, mussels, Dave. What's that?
Mussels and clams and oysters. It's like, what's the point? There's like the amount that you would have to eat to feel full is ridiculous. This is silly.
Same goes for rice, but we could put a million rice on a plate. Works out.
That's way easier than trying to pick out mussels and clams and oysters.
Any salad, I'm reading your text, is not good the next day. Don't agree at all. As long as you don't put the dressing on the entire salad, right?
That's the key.
Yeah, it's the dressing that ruins the integrity of the salad leaf.
I didn't realize all of a sudden we were with Dave Harrigan, salad integrity expert.
Scientist, I prefer.
Scientist, excuse me. Pistachios in the shell. They're not that much work, are they?
Also, they're not pistachios.
I was going fancy. Pistachios. Well, I mean,
you better follow up integrity.
Well, I felt like I had to match the integrity specialist over there. Reheat rice by putting an ice cube on top and cover works perfectly. That's what you said, integrity guy.
Yeah, I never tried it with rice, but just a little water works.
Yes, reheating rice works well. No to the day-old rice, Rena is correct, which she is 99.5% of the time.
Oh.
Someone texted that? My mom's listening, obviously.
Yes, yes. Yum-yum sauce, overrated. This person.
Block them.
Goodbye.
Find a new planet. I mean, honestly, get off the planet. Who thinks yum yum sauce? You know what solved the Israel Hamas ceasefire agreement? They agreed to share yum yum sauce. That's what it was. Also, an excellent text to you. I love this text. Does Rena have to wear gloves when she cooks because of all the dog bites at her hands? Asking for a friend, Jim from Richmond. It's perfect because I was going to ask you about your dog. We have not talked about your dog lately. Killer, what's up with the killer?
Killer's fine. We've had Nanny over the last 3 nights, so Killer hasn't gone outside for like 11 hours. Because she's afraid to take him out.
She's afraid of what?
She's afraid to take him outside. I don't blame her.
What nanny is signing up to work at your house with a dog that bites him or her all the time?
Okay, she's never been bitten by the dog. It is our niece. But she's never been bitten by the dog because we don't require her to take care of him.
She's in the house? With the
he's not like a murderer. He's just, you know, when he gets shocked or surprised or bothered or irritated or angry or hungry.
In other words, pretty much all the time. I mean, Dave, you showing up at any point to help this dog out?
No, I don't care if the dog's in the kennel. Sounds like he can bite his way out.
Exactly.
Possible.
Yeah, that's well, that's good. Do you have one feature? Are we out of 50 or 35?
50, but
50.
Do what you got to do.
You have 15 seconds. Do you have any features you're working on right now?
Yes, I'm working on a 50th anniversary of SNL with Minnesota Connections.
Oh.
We're doing two stories, one on the music guests and one on the other Minnesota Connections.
Did Franken talk to you?
Yes.
Good. Love it. Thank you. Talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to get $500 off your installation project. Call right now for more details.